guys. How are you? Welcome into a Friday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt, to follow me across all socials. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. The URL is OmahaSteaks.com/juice. Subscriptions, 10% off your first order with a subscription and free burgers for life, plus the 100% money back guarantee at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. All right. I finally was able to pick the right bets to make official. This has been my problem. I had been hitting bets and doing not horrifically, but I was losing, but not losing as much as the record would indicate because I was picking the wrong games. If you bet everything that I told you to bet yesterday, including BYU and Creighton, you wound up 4-2. Okay. That's what I went. I went 4-2. Now, officially, we went 4-0. We swept the board officially. So on the official, just like my personal plays don't count for the record, my personal losses don't count either. So it's a 4-0 up 4 unit Thursday. Monster. Just an absolute monster and something that absolutely was necessary for where I have been here over the last couple of days. It's been no fun. It's been frustrating. And so law of averages, you know, come on out and we wind up going and we knocking down and, you know, we're now literally back to square one for the entire year for the podcast picks. Okay. College basketball. We had chewed directly back into college basketball. Actually, we were down 3 units. Now we're back up a unit. Okay. In college basketball, we had just done now 60. We're now 69-65 in college basketball. We just had been ice cold coming back down. NBA hit. That came down. Now we're down 4.7 units in the NBA. Now we cut into that. We're now 15-19 in the NBA. So overall, a much needed day. Now, does that mean we're out of the woods? No. Does that mean I could fall on my face today? Yes. But we're going to give you 3 bets here on the podcast. I'm going to tell you about 2 other bets that I'm going to make personally, and there will be an NBA bet, either 4 NBA player props or 1 NBA play. NBA play will come at you. We hit the Bucks under 220 by the skin of our teeth. It landed at 219. So we got that right, which was lucky there to knock that down. So we'll have an NBA play on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. I'll give you a thought, pick, play, something total, under, over, something. I'll have it for you. Or 4 NBA player props will be released at some point later on today on the Discord channel. Do not ask me in the morning. This will be after my other show. So it's going to be in the afternoon at some point. I don't know, after 3 or 4 o'clock Eastern. Okay. These things will post. So don't ask in the morning. Where are the player props? Not going to happen for a while. Okay. Before I give you the picks and bets and plays for today, do you guys need a sports book? If you do, Bet365 and Betting Pros, we have teamed up together. It may be legal in your state. Check it out. Bettingpros.com/365. A $10 deposit followed by a $5 bet that you hit, they will give you $150 in bonus bets with Bet365. How to get there? It's easy. Bettingpros.com/365. Deposit $10. Make a $5 bet on anything you want. When it cashes, they'll give you $150 in bonus bets. I mean, you can bet a -500 favorite. Doesn't matter what you bet. If it hits, they give you $150 in bonus bets. Get there by going to bettingpros.com/365. Okay, let's start with Kentucky. Kentucky up against Texas A&M. KenPom has it as a 3-point win. KenPom has this as a total of 159. The total is 160. The number is 3.5. So we're right there. Not as great as we would like it to be, but Kentucky's offense is just so darn good. A&M all of a sudden has been playing overs. I don't really know where or why, but they've been playing a bunch of over games recently. They're 12-5 to the over away from home. They've gone over in their last 3 and 4 of 5 games. Against Ole Miss yesterday, it was 141 total, went over by 10 points. In the first time they played Kentucky, that game was at home for Texas A&M. Total was 156. It went over by 33 points. That game went to overtime. It was won by Texas A&M in overtime. So you know this is a revenge spot here for Kentucky. Kentucky's been playing really, really well of late, and they are super dangerous to win this whole entire tournament. Kentucky on the road this year were 10-3 ATS. They went 10-8 in the SEC. A&M went 8-11 in the SEC and 6-4 over the last 10 games, while A&M has been hot, 4-1 over their last five games, but two of those games back-to-back against Ole Miss. They beat them by 9, beat them by 26, they beat Mississippi State by 6, and they beat Georgia by 14. That is not the, you know, the cream of the crop, if you will, in the SEC. Okay. It's not Kentucky, it's not Tennessee, it's not Alabama. No disrespect to Georgia, Ole Miss, or Mississippi State, but let's just call a spade here, not Florida, if you will. Okay. Kentucky, on the other hand, just beat Tennessee on the road. Monster. They beat Vanderbilt. They beat Arkansas. They beat Mississippi State. They beat Alabama by 22 points. They beat Auburn by 11. They beat Ole Miss by 12. They lost to LSU and Gonzaga, but they've been playing great basketball. I'm going to officially lay the 3.5 with Kentucky. -3.5 for Kentucky. Nashville, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock night game at the Bridgestone Arena, but I'll also play the over 160, not officially. Okay. But I'm going to be on the over. The only reason why I'm a little bit shaky is A&M might get blown out. And if Kentucky blows out A&M, the over will be in jeopardy. I need A&M to score. And if they don't score in the 70s, that could be really bad. So if it's like an 85-60 type game, Kentucky easily covers, they blow them out, and then the game doesn't go over. So I'm not going to make the over official. I am going to play it, but I'm not going to make it official because I don't love it. It makes me a little bit concerned. I'd rather lay the 3.5 points with Kentucky. I do think they take care of A&M here and move on in the SEC. Kentucky, -3.5 official for 1.1 units, over 160. Don't mind that bet either. Let's talk about Texas Tech in Houston. I mean, we were watching this game. It was a day game. It's now a night game in KC. Texas Tech got here by taking apart BYU. We were dead wrong to fade them. They came out, scored 81 points, but their game still went under. Texas Tech has gone under 5 of the last 6 games. 4 of the last 5 games for Houston have gone under, including yesterday's game against TCU, which I was thinking about betting it in game and trying to middle it, but I kept on thinking to myself, we hadn't hit the bottom yet. It was 116, 115, 114. Game fell 105. The total was 137. We laid 137.5. I mean, not even close, under by 32 points. Now, I don't think that's going to happen again here today, but the total is 132.5. I'm going to bet under again, because we've seen it against Central Florida. 132.5 went under by 6.5 points. We saw 133.5 go under by 7.5 points against Cincinnati. Like, we've just seen these totals. 132.5 against Cincinnati went under by 3.5 points. Yes, there were some games that did go over, but look, Texas Tech played Houston one time. Total was 129.5. It went over by 1.5. Houston killed them, 77-54. I'm going to officially bet the under. I don't want to lay 8.5 points. It seems really heavy. I'm a little worried about that. I do lean towards the dog in this game. I think Houston does win, but the safer play is the under. I could easily see Houston blowing out Texas Tech today. I could see them, much like BYU, played great and then played horrible. Texas Tech plays great and then could play horrible against Houston, and they may not get any real offense going. They only were able to muster 54 points in the first matchup. If Houston doesn't score a lot, we're going under 132.5. Official play under 132.5 for 1.1 units. I'll look to in-game Houston. I would like to get them somewhere around -4, -5 if I can. I think 8.5 is a little bit too heavy, but under 132.5. Final game in college basketball. We're looking at Iowa State. Iowa State and Baylor. Huge game. Semifinal in the Big 12. This is going to be an absolute war. I cannot wait to watch these two teams go after it. Iowa State's playing really, really well. 30-1 Iowa State to win it all. I want to bet it. We talked about it on my other show today about the value of betting Iowa State because they're going to make the Final Four because of their defense. I would love nothing more. I am incredibly close. I love T. Dotsenberger. He's a great guy. He's a great family man. Our families, my daughter and his daughter, have hung out. I know his wife. I couldn't be happier for Iowa State, and I could be happier for T. Dotsenberger if they win this game against Baylor. And I think they'll win this game against Baylor. The number's 2. I think Iowa State, without Kansas being there, I think they're on a collision course with Houston. Iowa State versus Houston, they've been the two best teams in the Big 12 for most of the year. And I think we're going to see an unbelievable basketball game coming up for the final for the Big 12. But first, we got to get there. And I just think this is going to be too much Iowa State. And I think Iowa State just has enough offense. They played really well. They have so many fans that are down there that are going to be jumping up and down and so excited. They call it Hilton South for good reason. I mean, there's so many fans that are going to travel down to be a part of this game. And I'm really, really curious to see how defensively Iowa State gets after it when it comes to Baylor, because this is a really tough team to face. Okay. Baylor is, you know, no joke. This is a 6:30 start time at T-Mobile. And look, the number, as I'm talking to you right now, the number just moved to 1.5. Money coming in on Baylor. I bet 2, but I'm going to tell you to bet 1.5. Okay. This is even better. 137, you know, minus 1.5. Let's come in and take that. I know people are going to be betting Baylor. Yeah, okay. You can bet Baylor if you want. I like the way Iowa State's playing. This is a 1-point win, according to KenPom, 71-70. Baylor is a really good team. Iowa State lost on the road 70-68 up against Baylor on the road. That was the only time they played this year. Look, 1.5, you're going to give me that. I like 2, but you're going to get a better number. You're going to get 1.5 here. We're going to lay the official number. Iowa State minus 1.5 up against Baylor. Trip to the final. I think it's Houston versus Iowa State. And I think we're going to be in for an absolute awesome, awesome thing. And wow, the Kentucky number just moved too. That just moved down to 3 as well. So there you go. We'll change that up. Okay. We'll change Kentucky to minus 3. This is great. You guys are getting better numbers as I'm taping. These numbers are being bet. And I don't mind that. Okay. Remember, I don't mind when the money comes in on the other side. You don't know why the money's coming in. Are they driving it down early? So when it opens back up, it gets driven back up and they can get more money down closer to tip off at a better number. So you have no idea, like, wait, Matt, that might be amusing. They're betting the dog. Not really. We don't know that. It could be a head fake. May not be real. Kentucky minus 3. Let's go with it. Iowa State minus 1.5. Official plays. Here are 3 of them. Kentucky minus 3. Iowa State minus 1.5. Houston under 132.5. 3 bets, all official. Now, Kentucky over 160. Personal. Florida, Alabama. There is no number up yet from a total perspective for Florida and Alabama. If this number is around 160, we're betting over. Not officially, but I'm betting over. Like, that game is not going to go under. Florida nor Bama. Bama can't play under game to save their lives. 91-87 is the projected final for this game. Okay. So we're talking about if we're in the, it's going to be in the 175 range, I think. I mean, it's going to be just a ridiculous number here. But if it's 175, 176, I won't play 180, but anything up to 180, I think you can go ahead and bet over for Florida, Alabama. But I just think it's going to be a wild basketball game to watch. Nothing out yet. No one has put a number up yet for that, which is somewhat surprising. I don't really understand why that number has not been put up yet, but the number has not been put up yet for Alabama and Florida officially. So we're going to have to search around, try to find when that number posts, and then on the Discord channel, I'll tell you what I think at bettingpros.com/chat. Now, there will be an NBA play on the Discord channel, or there'll be 4 NBA player props. One of the two will be released on the Discord channel, on the Juice section on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, free to get in, free to be a part of it. Okay. So officially, Kentucky minus 3, Iowa State minus 1.5, under 132.5 for Houston, under after yesterday, under today up against Texas Tech. And then more bets to come. Okay. More NBA bets to come. Again, I like the over 160 for Kentucky in their game. I like the over for Florida and Bama, but guess what that number is going to be before we actually jump in and bet it. If you like something else, I mean, in North Carolina in game, it's 7.5. I want that number in game against Pitt. Okay. You get that down around 4, 4.5, 5, somewhere in that range. I like North Carolina. 8.5 is just too many points for me to lay. And Ohio State plus the points. Look, no one's playing hot, playing better in the Big Ten right now than Ohio State. They crushed Iowa. Illinois needs to be an upset alert. Ohio State plus 4, plus 4.5. It's a decent bet if you want something else to jump in here. Big day of college hoops. Let's continue. Hopefully we can build upon what we just had yesterday with the 4-unit win. Let's do it again here today on a Friday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast. All is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.